It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Lynn Neary. We continue our week-long series on the global food crisis. Today, we go to Egypt. The land historically known as the breadbasket of the Roman Empire has recently seen large and occasionally violent crowds spending much of their day standing in lines attempting to buy cheap, subsidized bread. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
The bread line has become emblematic of the financial woes facing ordinary Egyptians. It also provides a sense of just how poor the poor in Egypt really are. These people crowding into an alley on an early Cairo morning this month are not, for the most part, unemployed. In fact, many of them are civil servants who probably live near one of the numerous bakeries that sell round loaves of bread for 40 piastres, less than 8 cents each. But eight-penny bread would be an outrageous extravagance in these times. Their meager salaries are stretched so thin that they stand in line, sometimes for hours, to buy state-subsidized 5 piastre bread. Hosma, a 62-year-old woman, smiles shyly and says she doesn't understand why there were bread shortages recently. She doesn't keep up with the news as much as she'd like, not being able to read or write. But she knows that her earnings, less than a dollar a day, don't even come close to covering her basic needs.
Everyone is upset with the high prices. I work for £150 a month, and everything is so expensive now. People give me donations. That's how I get by. A few weeks ago, we couldn't find any bread, and there used to be fights. It's also bad quality bread.
For Egypt's poor, it's not just the indignity of the bread lines. Cooking oil is up, rice is up, and meat has long been a luxury item. The local press is filled with stories of how the economic crisis is affecting people. Civil servants are now depending on bribes to make ends meet. Young men are extorting protection money from small shops. One report even claims the crisis is causing Egyptians to lose their legendary sense of humor. The pain is spreading around the region. In Tunisia and Morocco, where dissent is not tolerated, police have been deployed recently to quell food protests. In oil-rich Saudi Arabia, boycott campaigns sprang up to protest the soaring cost of staple foods. Poor people in Yemen are reportedly spending more than a quarter of their income on bread. Food experts are warning that prices are likely to stay high in the near term, and social unrest could turn into violence. Here in Egypt, Nile Delta textile workers rioted this month just as local elections were being held. Professor Joel Bainan at the American University in Cairo says there are many factors at play here. Some are particular to Egypt, such as corruption in the distribution of subsidized wheat. Others have international roots. He says Egypt still imports a substantial amount of wheat from the U.S.
The United States pays farmers price supports not to grow wheat in order to raise the price of wheat. A second thing, which is more recent, is that a large proportion of the grain grown in the United States in recent years is being redirected to biofuels. So that, too, takes grain off the market and makes the price higher.
Whatever the causes, the effects are painful. As of last month, inflation was running at 12% over the previous year, and that pain is being voiced on the street. There were a reported 222 strikes or job actions in 2006. That soared to 580 last year, and not just in the industrial sector. Doctors, university professors, and private sector workers are also protesting. Bainan says that should have the government worried.
This is the core of the educated, professional, middle class, which has been the political class throughout the 20th century in Egypt and until now as well. When these people consider job actions or collective protests of a significant magnitude, this is potentially big trouble for the government.
The government's response to the unrest has been to make modest adjustments. President Hosni Mubarak this month ordered the lifting of tariffs on certain imports, including rice and cooking oil, and a commission is considering boosting the minimum wage for the first time in nearly a quarter century. Critics say such measures will do little to reverse the fundamental pressures driving up food prices and anxiety levels in the Middle East. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
You can hear other stories in our series at npr.org.